Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of fintech. Specifically, we're dissecting a framework for understanding this rapidly evolving landscape.
Fintech. It's everywhere, but what is it, really? It feels like everyone has their own definition.
Exactly. This framework, based on a review of over 100 studies, tries to address that very issue. It proposes three core perspectives: technology, model, and stakeholder.
Okay, break it down for me. Technology seems straightforward. It's the tools, right? The AI, the blockchain, the 5G.
Right on. It's the engine driving fintech. But the framework emphasizes that technology alone isn't the whole story. It enables the models.
So what are these models? Business plans, strategies?
Think of them as the applications of the tech, like using AI and machine learning for robo-advisors. That's the wealth management model. Or using blockchain for faster, more secure transactions. That's part of the payment model.
Ah, got it. So the tech provides the tools, the models are how those tools are used. Then where do the stakeholders fit in?
They're the players in the game. The fintech startups, the traditional financial institutions, the customers, the government, everyone impacted by or involved in these models.
I see. Interesting. So the framework argues that these three perspectives are interconnected. Technology enables models, which impacts stakeholders, right?
Precisely. And they even used a real-world example to illustrate how this framework works. Flexiloans, an Indian fintech company.
Flexiloans, tell me more.
They provide quick business loans to small and medium-sized enterprises, a sector often underserved by traditional banks. They use AI, API, and data analytics to streamline the loan process.
So AI to analyze documents, API to integrate with platforms like Amazon, and data analytics to assess risk. It's a clear example of how those three perspectives work together.
Exactly. And it shows how fintech can address real-world problems, filling gaps in existing financial services.
This framework is pretty cool. I think it's useful not just for understanding fintech as a whole, but also for analyzing individual companies and their strategies.
I agree. It provides a more structured way to think about the complexities of the fintech world. Definitely something for our listeners to chew on.
And something for us to explore further, perhaps with more case studies in future episodes.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. But for now, that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. Until next time, keep exploring the exciting world of cooking and technology. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.